This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Tromsø, Norway. We are at the General FIDE General Congress. They're actually taking the votes for the bid, the Olympiad bid in 2018. And they're actually, federations are going up casting their ballots, and then perhaps sometime later they'll announce the results. The two bids are the Republic of Georgia and the Republic of South Africa. I have with me now the Continental President for Africa, Louis Nkube, and we're going to just talk to him about his reflections on the Olympiad and some of the issues that surfaced over the time, and perhaps his vision for Africa moving forward. So, Mr. Nkube, this has been a very long Olympiad for you. What are some of the lessons that we can draw from this Olympiad, and do you think that this Olympiad is going to produce some positive positive vision for the future?
Well, I think in terms of play, it's been very difficult because this being an election year, it's been very difficult to keep track on what is going on the board. But I know from glimpses there are quite a few federations that are doing quite well. One of them is actually my federation, Zambia, on the girls' side, on the women's side. They've actually produced their best ever performance. Even okay with one round to go, they've produced their best ever performance. That is on the playing side, at least the memories for me. The other memories actually is the number of participants that actually have turned up. On the negative side, it's actually the first time that I've seen that a situation where the organizers appear to side with one presidential candidate, and this actually was has actually affected even issues such as teams or federations that are seen to be aligned with one particular candidate being sort of disadvantaged in terms of access to visas. I initially thought it was more or less like a coincidence until in one particular aspect I had to go and sort of confront the organizers for not sending invitation letters that had already been prepared. But I mean, in terms of that, it's a first for me because my view is that the organizers should really remain neutral. But having said that, I mean, I would say that they've done their best as far as organizing the Olympiad is concerned. It's not their best organized Olympiad, but it is difficult. And Norway is a small country. It's also very expensive. But in terms of organizing, I think they have done quite well, considering the circumstances. But the most important thing is that in the past, we used to have difficulties in federations actually coming forward and offering to host Olympiad. But now, there are quite a few who come forward. Okay, sometimes, like in today's bid thing, you have two bids from Africa and from Europe. More or less, sometimes two or three. But it is the level of the interest now in hosting the Olympiad. So for me, in terms of memories, I think in other than the political side, which I would rather not really go into, mm-hmm. On the development side, I think that in terms of play and on the board, I mean, there are countries which have not been around for quite some time and are coming back and have participated, such as Gambia, Senegal, and
Togo.
Although Togo were in Istanbul, that was their first. But in terms of what we have seen, I think that there are a lot of positives to take in terms of chess, especially for Africa. We do have a lot to do, and having been elected Continental President, although officially I become Continental President at the end of the Congress, but I know that as far as Africa is concerned, there is a lot to do. The first thing that in my mind that we really need to look at is capacity building. and also giving our players opportunities to really sort of show what they can do. It sounds very easy, but there is a lot of work to do, because there are a lot of federations where there is a lot of interest, there is a lot of eagerness, but what they don't have are the structures.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the so-called the qualified people who are able to put things forward. You don't need to rely on people to come from outside to come and help you organize. So the very first thing that I am really looking forward to is to empowering the federations to a level where they can hold tournaments with minimum assistance from outside.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I'm looking forward to is putting in place a Grand Prix circuit where our top players don't need to go outside the continent to really sort of play and show what they can do. Because, you know, in terms of heroes, our young chess players need to have heroes who are actually playing within the continent. And if you have a Grand Prix cycle like what we have planned, I've already got two sponsors and another two. So we are planning four Grand Prix tournaments next year. And hopefully we'll increase to six the following year. So
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that we can get a lot of the players playing. And the format, we will advise the format within the next 1 or 2 months. But what we need, what we want to do is tie that up with other tournaments like Challenger Series. So, and go round initially. The idea is to go zone by zone. But at the moment, because of you know, capacities in each of zones, we might end up having maybe two of the upcoming Grand Prix in one zone, and then maybe another two in another zone. So those are the areas that I'm really looking forward to. But it's a big challenge, and I've been involved in chess administration for a long time. And as you know, I ran for Connecticut president in 2002,
mm-hmm.
and I lost by a couple of votes. But and then eventually I jumped to FIDE vice president. But the most important thing that I'm really looking forward to is creating a team, not only at the high level, maybe at the board level, but within the federations, within the zones, whom we can call up to in case maybe neighbors need assistance, until a level where you've got almost the whole continent
mm-hmm.
having, you know, properly qualified personnel. So those are the challenges. The other area that that I'm really looking forward to is the chess in schools area, because as you well know, when you increase the base, there are two things that you look at. Is the chess in schools program is as an educational tool, and the talent identification tool. So those are areas that I believe that we can really take advantage of, and through that process we'll probably find the next grandmasters quite early and help them to reach a certain level, and so that they have access to assistance to maybe getting to a grandmaster before they turn 20.
So all of these programs, the Grand Prix, the chess in schools, these are all noble programs. We've heard them throughout the Olympiad, the General Assembly, and in conversations. One of the other issues that often comes up when you talk about chess promotion is sponsorship. And sponsorship being difficult, not only in developing chess federations, but also where I'm from, the U.S., is very difficult. What types of plans do you foresee in terms of raising the awareness of sponsors for African chess?
What we have done is I have developed what you call a team, which is going to present community-based programs, which are tied into a lot of what you could call commercial entities, where certain programs are tied in certain communities to, for example, supermarket chains.
Mm-hmm.
We did a trial in South Africa with some colleagues of mine where there's a supermarket chain that is helping out in chess. And what we did there was that we've got a community group which was looking at trading in vegetables or growing vegetables, acting as a link,
mm-hmm.
and then getting funds back from the supermarket chain. There was a presentation during the campaign in Lusaka, and it went down quite well. We also did a presentation in Windhoek. It was basically at the preliminary stage, but it's an area which we are going to grow, where you tie in the federations to certain housing, certain commercial entities, and in that, as the commercial entities grow their business, mm-hmm. they, from that, they also fund chess programs.
Okay.
I will probably invite you to the next presentation, if you're able to make it, maybe towards the end of the year, because we will be doing actually an official launch when we actually open a secretariat. But that is probably within the next 2-3 months. Okay. I hope you'll be able to make it. But basically, that is the cornerstone initially as a start. Subsequently, obviously, there are already established sort of business houses who have an interest in chess. But they are really looking forward to you presenting a program that offers them sort of publicity, and they in turn are looking at what they term corporate social responsibility from their budget. They take part of those funds and they say, okay, we think this is a program we can get involved in, which will also give us a good name, so to speak.
So this I'm going to ask, I'm going to kind of move a bit to this issue of African chess development. Now, during this Olympiad, we had some difficulties, let me put it that way, some difficulties in terms of the African assemblies, and this was is well known now. And now you're the continental president. With some of the, I guess you can say, some of the damage that has been done, how do you see a way to heal the hurt from the campaign and also to bring about more cohesion? I think many may have heard, you know, some of the comments about what happened in the continental meetings, and ultimately there were two sides. What do you see as a way to promote the healing of this conflict that occurred during the Olympiad?
Well, for me, the saddest part actually is the fact that the impetus or the spark, so to speak, that actually appears to have caused this actually has come from outside. I will not mention names, mm-hmm. but I think that it was quite clear even during the meetings that this spark is from outside. But I'm actually glad to mention that the healing process actually started very, very quickly, because immediately after the so-called meetings, a few of the other people, as I said, I don't want to mention names, but a few of the other people suddenly woke up and they came to me and they said to me, we were mistaken, we have now seen that this is not the correct way to go, and we've already started talking, and I believe that within the next 2-3 months, the healing process will almost be complete. Mm. I thought at the beginning that it's going to take maybe a couple of years or so, but I can see now that it's going to take maybe by the end of this year for almost everything to have gone. Because I've been speaking to a lot of the guys here who actually were sort of part of the whole process. I know there will be one or two whom you could call hardliners, and they've got their own let's say agenda, but in terms of the majority of people who were involved in the split, a lot of them have come off and said, look, Africa is much bigger than this, and really we should be looking at really working together. So that process has already begun, and I'm very sure that by the end of this year, most of it will be done.
So this bid, we talked about the bid earlier, if South Africa does win the bid, and they're probably counting the votes now, do you think this would represent a new beginning for African chess, or some kind of renaissance?
Probably, basically because in terms of the bid, the African bid, and what it represents around Africa, this has taken actually quite some time to put in place. I mean, I personally spoke to Emilia, the former president of the Federation in South Africa, and I encouraged her to put a bid much, much earlier. And she kept telling me that they felt they were not ready yet. They felt they're not ready yet. But now, in terms of at the appropriate time, they were ready, and she's the one who was actually instrumental in putting this bid forward.
Mm-hmm.
And she is not a political person. So essentially, that is very, very good for, I think, for chess in Africa, because she's a person who gets along with practically everyone. But having said that, obviously there are certain political sort of what you could call mileages which are being pulled this way and that way. But the bottom line is that for Africa, it's actually a milestone, and I'm sure that if Durban gets it, it is going to really push put chess in Africa on a different level from what it is now.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you just the last question. We're at the end of the Olympiad. Where do you see FIDE in the next 5 to 10 years? Where do you see FIDE going in terms of its direction?
I think that in the next, I tend to look at it more in terms of the actual terms, which means the next 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah, in the next 4 years. On the part of Africa, because that will be the central part of my thing, my concentration. I believe that me and my team will really look at, as I said, capacity building. And I really believe, I'm one of those who believes that we should really not be looking at people putting in money into Africa, but really supplementing anyone coming in from outside Africa or outside our federations, supplementing what we do as people running federations. I mean, I'll give you an example. In Zambia, when I started, I came into office in 2000. At that time, there were quite a few things which were really lacking. And I didn't call FIDE and say, can you come and give us so much money? There were a lot of sponsors who were willing to come forward, and they did help us go through one of the best phases in chess development in Zambia. And prior to that, there were always maybe skeptics who really looked at it and say, oh, okay, we can't put in money in chess because of one or two things. But during that period, there was a tremendous growth, and I think that that, in my view, established what you could call, I don't want to call it something like a program which you could say can be applicable to some of the other federations. You sit down with federations, you get one, two, or three interested sponsors who will say, okay, let me try this. Maybe for a bit of sponsorship, and it grows. They make a name, and it keeps growing. And especially in federations which are sitting in countries which are relatively developed commercially. Unfortunately, we do have some federations in Africa which are really sort of struggling, not only as federations, but the countries as well. So those are the ones that I believe we should concentrate on. We have to look at money going from outside, going there. Whereas in some other federations, really the money is there, but it's a question of giving people the capacity to access that money or that sponsorship. So I think that these are programs that we'll be looking at, and I'm hoping that with time we will be able to sort of be able to give examples and give sort of what you could call cases, you know, where people can look at these and say, this is what really I'm looking forward to developing in my country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are, and there are countries, I mean, if you look at Angola, okay, they are a rich country, but mm-hmm. there are other countries like Botswana, which is also rich, but again, they have really utilized, you know, the resources within the country to do well. But in terms of organization, if you go around, there are quite a few countries. Look at Uganda as well, for example. They're doing quite well in terms of organization. They might not have the abundance of resources, but they're doing quite well organizationally. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Egypt as well. Okay, Egypt is sort of is an example, really, which you can't sort of bring back and say Africa should look at. But I'm looking at using the Egyptian case to really help the rest of Africa. Mm-hmm.
And then you have the smaller federations that I've noticed in the Olympiad. You had Lesotho, you had Swaziland, and we mentioned Togo, we mentioned Cameroon. I think this is the first Olympiad, the Gambia.
Yeah.
So there is growth, you know, on the horizon, and hopefully, you know, you can help marshal that energy into something that can represent an African Renaissance. And we understand that Asia has really developed quickly. In fact, China, both teams are competing for medals. You have teams like India, who's also competing, Philippines, Vietnam, and maybe this next decade or two will be Africa's. So we look forward to your vision and your leadership to help bring Africa into that new realm.
Yeah, in fact, actually, this is because I was actually involved in bringing Cameroon into FIDE, and this is their second Olympiad. But they've done quite well, and in terms of play, they've relatively sort of stabilized. And I mean, they had quite a few training sessions. But Togo as well, when I look around and I look, like you're saying, the smaller federations, Gambia have done quite well. I mean, they were at the Dubai Olympiad way, way back.
Oh, in 86?
Yes, Gambia were there, because their current president was a captain.
Okay.
Was captain during the Dubai Olympiad. So there are some federations which have sort of, over a long period, they have had chess players, but they haven't had the organization.
Like Cote d'Ivoire as well.
Yeah, Cote d'Ivoire as well, yes. And Senegal as well. But, you know, the potential is there. I mean, I'm hoping that during the All-African Games next year, and chess is part of the All-African Games, I'm hoping that we can have a record turnout. And it's in Congo Brazzaville. And I will be running around now in the next few months to really put in place structures where we can say, okay, let's have a massive turnout there.
It's interesting that I was mentioning to the Cameroonian players that African countries excel, specifically Francophone, excel in droughts, and they feature some of the world's top players, in, well, what some people would see as checkers, but it's a 10x10 board, and they have world-class players, and there's no reason that chess can't have the same success. I guess it's just a matter of conditions and resources. So in saying that, we look forward to your leadership in helping Africa to realize its potential, and we hope to see you in, not only Azerbaijan in 16, but also South Africa in 18.
Yes, actually, I'm looking forward to that. But I hope you'll be able to make it to the All-African Games in next year.
Brazzaville.
In Brazzaville, yes. Because I'm sure that, as I said, I'm looking for a major turnout in terms of participation. And that's something I'll be rushing around, trying to make sure as we build up to the end of the year. So I'm hoping, and I'm really looking forward to this challenge.
Okay. Well, we thank you for your time. And we're going to check the vote and see where the 2018 Olympiad. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.